Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Opening hour of the show, and we're breaking down some walls here on the first hour of the week. Should be a busy one here as we take you into another excellent weekend full of all kinds of cool events here in and around the area. The next one we're about to tell you about doesn't take place for a couple of weeks, but it's one you want to keep your eye on. Northeast Ohio Comic-Con, going to be in North Olmsted at the Soccer Sportsplex on Lorraine Road on Sunday, August 20th. And here to tell us all about it is Sean Bell. Sean, thanks for coming in studio, man. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start out with the basics. Let's break down the details of this event, the who, what, where, when, and why.
That's right. It's Sunday, August 20th from 10 to 6 at the Sportsplex, which is right at Exit 2. 480 in Lorraine Road, or I think it's exit 152 off of Ohio Turnpike.
Very nice. And this is, you and I were talking off air, this is year number three for this, correct?
This is. First year in North Olmsted. We kind of outgrew our venue year one with close to 1,800 people. And when I walked into this venue, it was for a video game, retro video game with my son Noah, and like angel sounds and trumpets went off. I was like, this is the venue. It's easy to get to. The people there are fantastic.
Did you go to the one a couple weeks ago? Cleveland's classic gaming and console arcade thing a couple weeks ago?
That was the one, but I was at Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's I can't remember that guy's name.
Yeah, we had them on too.
Talking about the retro gaming.
It is fantastic. My son enjoyed the heck out of that.
And I've, strangely enough, spoken to a few folks who went to that, and they were just blown away. So you're obviously in a great complex out there. You'll have all kinds of room. Now let's talk about how this thing has evolved over the last few years, because this year, I know you mentioned you're going to bring in some guys who are a really big deal in the comic world.
Absolutely. Yeah, first year, what happened was we went to a show in September, and it was somebody else as a promoter, and they maybe had 100 people through the door, and I kind of leaned at my buddy and said, boy, I could fall asleep and do a better job. And that's, again, not bashing anybody. And
sure.
And then that became kind of the throwing down the gauntlet, per se, and we rented a hall, and 7 or 8 months later, we had the 1,800 people through the door. And we chose Make-A-Wish, and there's a gentleman locally named Jamie Regal, and then there's a group called Superheroes to Kids in Ohio. And he hooked me up with them, and then we got hooked up with Make-A-Wish, and it kind of makes everything worthwhile that we can write a check. And we were talking about the Happy Gilmore check that I get to take in. And it's less about the check, but it's more about making wishes come true for the kids. So
that's got to be a blast. I mean, really and truly, so much work goes into making an event like this work that a lot of people don't see, but man, oh man, how rewarding is that when you can present that check?
Absolutely. And first year we had a few representatives there, and we had a big raffle, and we had giveaways, and to be able to see those kids, and we try to make it very family friendly, so anybody 12 and under gets in free. If you make an effort and put on a costume, we're going to let you in free. If you're police or military, we're going to let you in free. And then all the other things that take place help get that check going for Make-A-Wish. We have some great sponsors too.
Very cool stuff. We'll talk about some of the vendors here in just a little bit. Again, we're talking with Sean Bells of Northeast Ohio Comic-Con. Takes place Sunday, August 20th. It's going to be at the Soccer Sportsplex at North Olmsted. You got a really impressive lineup of guests coming through here. Some key artists as well. And, of course, in the comic world, the artists are kind of the rock stars, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're lucky locally. We have Tony Isabella, who just recently had his property, Black Lightning, picked up by the CW, and he created Misty Knight for Luke Cage for Marvel, and so he's been around. He's kind of was the mayor emeritus of Cleveland Comics, right? I remember him, going way back. I started doing conventions as a vendor back in the early 90s, late 80s. And then Mark Sumerak, who was an editor for Marvel, and he's local, and he's writing a game, an online game for Marvel for Guardians of the Galaxy. And then to be able to grab Kevin Nolan, and that was very unique. I had a message come through from Facebook of somebody I still don't know saying, hey, did you get Kevin Nolan? And I'm like, I don't know how to get Kevin Nolan. Here's his contact info. Huh? And then it came together. And Kevin just said, fly me and my wife in, get us a hotel. We'll do it all because of Make-A-Wish.
Huh?
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and he's got hundreds of published works. And then Bob Hall, same thing. Bob's great. He does come to Cleveland a little more often than Kevin does. But another one that just came in, and it's, you know, that Make-A-Wish opens a lot of doors for us.
Sean, you mentioned everybody coming this time around. It seems like right now is really the time for Comic-Cons, for comic books. I mean, every time you turn around, there's a new movie coming out. It seems like this is the height of its popularity. From what you've seen, does that seem to be true?
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot because are we at the apex? Is the bubble going to pop? You know, where are we? We're waiting for, and we don't want it to happen, but there's not really been a failure, right? Now, the movies are just doing fantastic. And I remember growing up in the late 60s, and you say you collected comics and you do that. That wasn't the cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now those folks, they're running the world, they're running entertainment. I mean, we're so lucky to have a TV station that almost 100% dedicated it. And now Marvel and DC, they have their own divisions, and they're trying to outdo each other, and they have a slate of movies that are going out to 2020-something, you know?
Wow.
Wow. And you guys have a lot of cool things going on here, too. Before we came on the air, you were talking about how you've kind of outgrown these other venues. And with the one you're going to now, you've got a chance to do some things you wanted to do before, but you couldn't because you just didn't have the room. But some of these additions to this year's Comic-Con, you're going to have open panel discussions, costume competitions. Talk about some of those events and how that's all going down.
Right. And the cosplay contest, and that's another huge thing that I knew that could help us grow. And it's kind of, they coexist with the vendors, and we want to make sure that they're respectful of the vendors, but it's a whole nother world, right? These folks put a lot of time and effort into these costumes that they do, and when I say that, some of them just will wow you. And one of the things that was asked is, well, can we have a contest? And I was like, I didn't have space at the last venue. When I do get a bigger venue, we'll do it. So we went ahead and got that put together, so we'll have kids and adult contests. We'll have a parade that'll take place so that everybody can walk around. We got the panel discussions, which is great. We mentioned Tony Isabella and Mark Sumerak. They're going to have open discussions. We'll have seating, and people can ask questions about creation and the whole creative technique. And then we've got a group called the Confused Greenies, and there's lack of a better word,
the name, yeah.
Yeah, they're improvised group that's going to do some comedy, maybe minstrel. I said they have to make sure that, you know, it's a family-friendly event, so we want to make sure we keep everything toned right, but we're going to have that. And then gaming for the first time this year, so we're going to have tabletop games, and then we'll have a Magic the Gathering tournament that's going to be run by the gentleman at Kids Force Collectibles in Berea.
Very cool stuff. And again, we're talking with Sean Bells of Northeast Ohio Comic-Con. The event's Sunday, August 20th at the Soccer Sportsplex in North Olmsted. Give us an idea as to just how cool and how rare that opportunity is for some folks up who are really into comics. That open forum discussion, it really is a great firsthand opportunity to talk to guys who have been very successful in this business.
Yeah, you figure Tony got into the business in the early 70s, and he was probably in his early 20s. And so he knows the whole story of Marvel, you know, from that time, and DC from that time, and knows a lot of those folks to be able to ask questions about that. But what goes into his mind of, you know, creating these characters and writing the scripts, that'll be fantastic. And then Mark, who has worked with creators as an editor but also as a writer, he does creation also. So I think it'll be nice to have that open discussion. Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
You briefly scratched the surface on the whole gaming thing. You said there'll be some tabletop games. Talk about what's going to be going on with the gaming aspect of this
whole
thing.
So the big thing is going to be the Magic the Gathering tournament. They're going to have flights that'll lead off. So it'll be, I think, a flights of 8 to 10 people. As they sign up, they'll start them going. They get a certain number of packs. They got to build their decks. And then it'll go from there, and it'll weed itself down. And then there's going to be prizes associated with that. Somebody mentioned Yu-Gi-Oh, and I'm not sure if there's going to actually be a tournament or just open gaming that's going to take place. But again, that's another aspect we couldn't bring before, and I think that'll add to the attendees, and it'll add the experience for everyone.
You mentioned that you've kind of been running conventions to a certain degree since the early 90s. Talk about how that process has changed, because you look back, we're talking a quarter of a century now since you started doing this. I'm not trying to reveal your age or anything,
No.
But obviously this process has totally changed. How much has it changed, and how has it changed since you started putting these together?
Yeah, that's fine. And actually, I started going to the shows in the late 80s, and then I owned a comic shop called Comics East in Akron and Ellet for 4 years during the 90s, and I would have these little festivals, and they were little mini conventions where I'd bring in other vendors at my own shop, but they were things that were complementary to what I did. And then we'd have creators like Tony came in, and Mike Barr, who's also local, came in, and it kind of gave me a taste of how to organize those. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get back, and there's no bashing. We're kind of the Swiss, so we want to make sure that we promote everyone else's shows. We promote the hobby. But if you go to the local non-independent shows, the national shows, you're lucky to get 7 comic book dealers. So it's not a Comic-Con. It's a pop culture event, and it's fantastic, and you get to meet James T. Kirk, and you get to see the General Lee. We're trying to keep it, you know, put the comic back into Comic-Con. So we're going to have 31 comic vendors. We have another couple dozen toy vendors. We have people that do Star Wars props. We have collectible gaming. We have collectible toys. We have the Pops, which are huge, the Funko Pops. And then we have people that do sketches, and they're going to be doing caricatures, and then you can buy original art. So we're trying to make it a good, full Comic-Con. And there's a lot of people locally that says, well, I've never been to a Comic-Con before. This is going to be a great chance, because you go to one of those large national ones, you're going to spend $60 to get in as a family. If you have kids under 12, you're going to spend less than $15 to get in, you know, so...
That's cool. You mentioned 30-some vendors coming to the area. I think that opens up people's minds, or should be something that opens up people's minds, if they think they're strictly a Batman fan because of the movies they've gotten into. Gives them an opportunity to see what some of the other comics are out there that they can get into, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our vendor side is a total of 90 tables. I think we have like 63 total different vendors, the comic vendors being 31, which... You know, I think it's going to be the largest. Our square footage at 26,000 feet, you know, I advertise us as the largest independent Comic-Con in Cleveland. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for, you'll find something there. And I think it's going to be a day for someone rather than a couple hours, because we have full concessions with a seating area, $3 beers, draft beers. And that way the parents can go and let the kids run around. It's going to be safe. We're going to have a ton of volunteers there. One of the local... chains through their CARES program supplies some volunteers, so we'll have those folks will be there too. That way we can police everything. We will have an off-duty sheriff there inspecting packages and making sure the cosplay is appropriate. So
very cool stuff, and I think you really hit on something earlier too, because you go back 10, maybe even 15 years, Comic-Con really seemed like it was something that it was really specialized. Not anymore, you're right. There's a big pop culture aspect to this thing that really has opened up a lot of doors, and I think that's what makes this just so fascinating, and it makes it something that can be enjoyed by so many different folks. Before we cut you loose here, Sean, just kind of want to give you a chance to throw some more information out there. If our listeners are wondering how to go about getting tickets and how to go about getting some more information on the show, where can they go to get that?
Sure. Well, if you go to neocomiccon.com, and that's neocomiccon.com, or you go to Facebook, Neo Comic Con, or Twitter, Neo Comic Con, you can find out all about us. Tickets are sold at the door. We will take cash and or credit at that point in time. So there's no pre-sales tickets. Parking is going to be at the main event and then off to the side street. I think, you know, we're going to have a ton of people. So obviously everybody be patient for that. We're going to be easy to get to. But it is, again, Sunday, August 20th from 10 to 6 at the North Olmsted Soccer Sportsplex. And we do benefit Make-A-Wish, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana.
And it goes for a very, very good cause, no question about it. Well, Sean was nice enough to bring us some tickets, and we're going to give these out throughout the course of the week. But again, make sure you go to neocomiccon.com. You'll find out more information about ticket prices, and you'll find out who's going to be there. Sean, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for the Smokies. Thanks for the tickets. It was a pleasure to have you in studio.
Hey, I really appreciate it. I appreciate the support. So does the community. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.